Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with mothers and daughters talking and sharing love around the world. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the Mother and Daughter Roundtable. Of course, you can tell I'm making sure that everybody gets on and things are happening here on the switchboard. It's interesting. I love the dynamics. I don't get upset with it. It is what it is. And I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do, and it's going to be just fine. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you for getting up this morning and joining us and being a part of this journey that we are on with mothers and daughters around the world. It's amazing that God to give us an assignment, and when he does, doesn't always look like what we think it should look like. Of course, like we know something, of course we don't. You know, God is the creator, and he has the master plan, and our job is to fulfill the small roles that we were asked to participate in this exceptionally large plan. So today we are doing two things that is a part of the small plan that he's asked us to do. But before I share that with you, let me just give honor because I am basically riding along today. And I'll tell you why when I get through with this. Father God, we just want to thank you this morning. Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and I thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Father, I just know that without Jesus, we wouldn't be able to have a communication with you. We would not be able to come to you in his name and speak directly to you. So Father, that is very precious to us, very, very precious to us, because we know through Jesus, we can come to you, we can plead our case, we can talk to you, we can share love with you, we can get wisdom from you, and we can feel the creative love and admiration from you into us as we travel along this journey to fulfill the assignments that you have assigned to us. And I just ask you this morning, Father God, to bless every mother and daughter around the world, every family, because without the mother, there would be no humans here on this earth. So that includes the father and the son. And Father God, I extend a special request this morning and asking you to bless all of the people that was affected by the hurricanes and the things that they're going through. And it may seem like the world is ending right now, Father God, but just put joy and love and peace in their heart and know that what they've lost, that you said that you would give it back to them sevenfold. And Father, I just thank you for that right now. And everyone that's sick this morning, Father God, is battling an attack on their bodies and thinking that you have forgotten about them. God, where are you? Just letting them know that they are in the middle of life and that you know the beginning and the end. And Father, you're with us as we travel through the middle. So whatever it is that you may be going through, mothers and daughters, just know that God is with you. And this is short term, and you will pass through this. It's like a storm. It come, it may last 72 hours, it may last 5 days, it may last a week or even longer. But no matter how long it lasts, God will never leave you. He's always with you, and he'll walk you right on out of that storm. So Father, we just want to, we love you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. My co-host, Cynthia Oliver, is not with us this morning on the line. And Deborah sits in with us every once in a while as a guest co-host, and she's not with us this morning. And Frida is not with us this morning as one of our co-hosts. And so I am with you, and you are with me, and we are here on Blog Talk Radio talking to mothers and daughters around the world. But with that being said, this morning, Cynthia is doing a needed and well respected seminar. I'm just so excited about it. I wish I was there. We have the Bible College for the women that's in the Work Release Center in Florida there, and we are doing a seminar for them today. And the seminar, Deborah, who's usually sitting with us, she's there. She's the guest speaker this morning, and she's talking about her life and the things that she went through in her life in prison and how God took a life sentence and turned it around and opened the doors and let her out. And she's sharing that with some of the ladies. And then we have Cece, who is talking about her journey in prison and how she came out and also gotten clemency. And so she wrote a book. And the book she's teaching them today on the seminar on how to get your life back once you get out of prison, how to file for clemency and restate yourself back as a full-fledged citizen. And then there's some other ladies there that's going to be speaking. And I don't know exactly, I don't have the agenda in front of me, but I just want to say it to the ladies out there from the prison that's there. I wish I was there. And because I'm not, you know, God is going to fix it where Seth is going to be one place and I'm going to be another, but we all working on the same project and the same goals. And my heart go out to them. I wish I was there just to sit back and relax and get some of the information myself, because we have some powerful speakers out there and some powerful training, and they're having breakfast and lunch and just being loved on. And Cynthia, I just want to say thank you so very much. Without you, that would never have happened. So I'm here and she's there. All right. For the newcomers that are coming on, I just want to say good morning again to you, and I just want to thank you for being a part of our journey here on Blog Talk Radio. We are doing a series of things that's basically coming from the book, Good News God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. Let's go here, and we're going to, as I always say, you know, sit back, relax, excuse me, get your favorite drink and a pen and a paper. God is going to speak, and when he does, he's going to speak to your heart, and something, you'll pick up on something that you might want to jot down. Because if you're like me, a lot of times the Lord will speak to me and I'm thinking, wow, this is good, and I get so excited about it and processing it, and I'm going over and over and over, and I think I've got it. And then to find myself maybe an hour or so later, and I'm thinking, okay, did he say this or did he say that? And I'm like, gosh, I wish I'd have written that thing down. And then you have to go back, and all you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit and just wait. He'll bring it back to you. But why go through that when you just get a pen and paper and sit back and take some notes and enjoy the journey? Again, my name is Dr. Bessie. I'm your host here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm talking to mothers and daughters around the world. We are entering a time and a season that is so timely. There's so many great things happening in the mother and daughter arena. You know, I used to get on and I would say, you know, God said this and he's doing this, that, and the other. Well, God is doing some mighty things in this ministry, but he has not given me liberty to say. He said, let them see. You know, sometimes you just have to shut your mouth and let them see. And so I just want to thank God, and I want you to know that God is working in this ministry. If you have a ministry and you're working on some things and you feel like, well, it seems like it's not coming together, you might want to do like me. Just close your mouth, sit back, and just let the Lord do what he does. My thing was, I was so busy trying to make it happen. When he tell me something, I'm assuming he's telling me to do it. So I start an action form. I start moving around, calling people, trying to make it happen. only to discover, I'm only telling you, Bessie, what's to come. I'm not telling you to do it, because when I show you something, I've already got it done. You just got to walk into it. Just keep going. It's ahead of you. So I've learned that. That's a big lesson for me to learn, because I was raised as, you got to be a leader. You know, you got to take charge. If you don't do it, it won't get done. And, you know, those are good skills and good pearls of wisdom, but sometimes you have to know how to work with those pearls of wisdom. And I've been an aggressive person, you know, I've learned that to just not be so aggressive, because I don't know the full plan of God. I know what he's sharing with me, and learn to take that and be still. And that goes back to be still and know that I'm God. Be still. Don't worry about it. I got it. And as long as you allow me to work through you. See, the body is the temple, and the temple carries the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God, God has said, I created this body to you so that I could use it here in the earthly realm. I give you the power and authority, the will to say no to me. You know, that's very powerful, that God would give you, he would create a body. And we talked about your body not being your own just last week, I think it was, your body not being your own. You don't own the body. The body's leased to you. And then God says, okay, now I'll be so gracious to ask you, will you allow me to use the body and to do work here in the earthly realm? You have a choice. You can say yes or no. Now, that's very powerful, very, very powerful. But see, when you say no, you don't realize you're saying no to God. Because if you realize you're saying no to God, you wouldn't do it. No one in their right mind would say no to God. You're thinking, this is my life, and I can do what I want to do with it, and not consciously aware that it really is not your life. You're bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. And, you know, it's up to you to submit to that. And if you don't, then you get to do what you want to do. You get to make the decisions, and you get to say no to God. You can't use this body. This is mine, and I'm going to do what I want to do with it. You get to do all of that. He won't say anything. He'll let you do it. But then when you run into cancer, when you run into some accident, you run into something financially, you run into the hurricane, then all of a sudden you realize, I need to come to God. And sometimes you wonder, why does God allow things to happen? Maybe it's just to get our attention. When you run into an incident in your life and you're thinking, how did I get here? As I've said many times, decisions I've made. And when I own up to it, I can realize and I can look back and say, yeah, I made some decisions, and because of those decisions, these are the effects that I'm having. So now I'm very careful with trying to make sure that I don't run back into those same mistakes anyway. Now, we can make other mistakes and do things differently, but at any time, let me say it that way, when you realize that you've made a mistake, be quick to repent. Get forgiveness, get it cleansed, and then keep it moving, okay? So our stimulating topic this morning is dealing with wisdom for mother-daughter relationships. We're talking about wisdom for mother-daughter relationships. And you notice I didn't say mother and daughter. Mother-daughter, because we're going to talk about the different type of mother-daughter relationships. There are many different types. You have your mother and daughter. You have your grandmother, granddaughter. You have the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. You have the woman that is raising a daughter, a young lady, as a daughter. And you have the woman that has no children, but maybe she's inspirational or inspiring children in school, at the Boys and Girls Club, or just the lady in the neighborhood. Those are types of mother and daughter, mother-daughter relationships that we're going to talk about some today and a few next week, dealing with. You don't have to birth a child to have a mother-daughter relationship, because there's so many young ladies out here that could stand some wisdom. And especially for us grandmothers, if you are a grandmother and you see a young lady that's going astray, it is our duty and our responsibility to say something to her, to inspire her, to share our wisdom with her. A lot of times, you know, people say, well, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved because I don't know her parents. But if you're giving good advice, I can't see where that is leading you in the wrong way or getting involved in a negative way. You tell a young lady, you know, just can I just share something with you? And most of the times, if you come right, people are going to listen to you. They'll listen. And sometimes maybe a young girl is not listening to her mother. Maybe she's at the age where she and her mother are having conflicts, and she thinks that, you know, her mother doesn't know enough, or she don't understand, and she, you know, and she's got all these things going on in her head. And I hear those things when I have clients in my office, and they're talking about the young girl is saying, well, she doesn't understand, that, you know, she. What she's talking about was years ago when she was living as a teenager, and you know, now today, things are different. You know, we don't do it that way now. And they think it's in a whole new generation. And so, therefore, you have nothing as a mother to tell me. And so I sit and I listen. I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. Let me just put that out there so you will know where I'm coming from. And I sit and I listen to it. And I could see, because I was the same way when I was a teenager, but I was different because of the level of respect that I knew that I had to display for my mother. Now, you just didn't talk back. If my mother said something, I was like, yes, mother. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Now, I may go in my room, and deep down somewhere real low in my belly, I might utter some words. If something just seeped out of my mouth and my mother heard it, she'd, excuse me, did I hear something? No, ma'am. Quick to say no. But nowadays, because we allow the children to become more of our friends than our parenting and rearing the child as a mother-daughter, you know, well, you know, her friends, they, you know, their parents are doing this, that, and other. No, you have to raise your child according to the will of God, not according to the neighbors, you know, and therefore we're raising up the same type of child. No, you've got a responsibility. So we're going to talk about that today as well. Now, let's look at some of the things that we talked about last week. And when we were talking about your body is not your own, I just want to tap on that just a little bit so that you can get a good feel of where we were. And then we'll come into our topic for today. If you have any questions, you can always email me at drbessie1@gmail.com, and that's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at gmail.com. And I'll definitely answer them and send them back to you. And I love your comments when you email me and tell me that you enjoyed the show, or, you know, you got something from it. Most times I get a call, and we're going to have I'm putting in this system so that we have a number that you can call in directly, because a lot of times people just don't want to email, but they will dial the phone. So again, our topic today is wisdom for mother-daughter relationships. Last week we talked about it was week before last we talked about your body not being your own. Last week we talked about God specially selects mother and daughters. You know, we talked about you were selected as the daughter for your mother, and your mother was selected as the mother for you, as your mother. You know, a lot of times we don't think about it from that perspective. God selected that lady to be your mother and you to be her daughter, and there was a reason for it. There was a reason for it, and sometimes clients would say to me, but, you know, if I had a choice, I would not have selected her for my mother. And, of course, where is that coming from? They're coming from a place of hurt. Something happened, and they have not forgiven the mother, have not forgiven themselves, have not processed it, have not gone to God, have not done, you know, what they need to do. Even if they can't get to the mother or daughter, you can go to God through Jesus and ask for forgiveness. Somebody's got to forgive, or it's going to stay in your mind, and it's going to process, and it'll lay there for years and years and years and years and years and years. And every once in a while, it'll come up, and it will be as fresh as if it just happened because, well, we did not forgive. People will say a lot of times, oh, I forgive her. But I'm telling you, Dr. Fletcher, I will not forget. I will not forget how that hurt me. Well, then you have not forgiven her. And I know that for a fact. And if you ever forgive somebody, there's no hurt that's lingering if you truly forgive them. And just like anyone else, I have been hurt. And I had to forgive. And I didn't want to forgive in a lot of cases. I did not want to forgive. And God would say to me, you have to forgive them. And I'm like, well, Lord, why? Well, because you have to. If you're not in forgiveness, then you're not in love. The moment I really released it and forgive them, and I start sending love and peace to the individual, I'm telling you, it was hard in the beginning. I said, you have to get up every morning and you send them, you bless them, you send them love, and you send them peace. In the beginning, I was doing it. I was just mimicking the words, just mimicking the words. And then all of a sudden, I was saying it and really felt it in my heart. And I started saying it, and then all of a sudden, I had no hard feelings against this person. I was like, wow. And to this day, I never think of any of that negative stuff that happened. It just left. So I tell my clients, and I'm telling you mothers and daughters out there, if you still have that little hook that most people hold on to, I can't forget, then you have not forgiven. Because if you think about it, if Jesus said, oh, you did this, I'm going to forgive you, but I won't forget. You see, that's why God made sure that he had Jesus to tell us, when you repent, I will forgive you. Repenting is asking for forgiveness, apologizing for what you've done. He said, I will forgive you, and I will remember it no more. Now, what makes you think that it works any other way than what God has said? If you do anything else, you have not forgiven if you have not, if you keep remembering it, if you haven't let it go. So if you do it from your heart, it'll leave you anyway. So we talked about that, and now we're going to look at wisdom of mothers, and then we'll talk about wisdom of daughters, and then we'll talk about wisdom of the motherless daughter. And I know that sounds sort of maybe redundant, but it's done purposely that way, so that we could get into the explanation of it. When I think about wisdom of mothers, you know, mothers are not perfect beings. They are someone else's daughters that now have the role, dual role. They were a daughter, now they are mother, now they are mother and daughter. They have both experiences. They have lived the life of both. They have wisdom from both roles. They bring that to their daughter. So when we are rearing our children, you know, it gets to the point where we say, you know, I am not going to be like my mother. When you're coming up and your mother says something or something you don't like, most of the times we get a little upset because we want our mothers to do what we want them to do. And when they refuse to do it or don't let us go when we think we should go and not listening to the mother and her wisdom, because the mother has instincts. It's just like any animal out there in the wilderness. If the mother feels or hears some kind of danger, she immediately gather up her babies and pull them close to her, because she knows, she don't know where it's at. She doesn't know exactly what it is. She just feels it. It's just something that's not right, and she gathers up, you know, like little ducks. She'll gather them all up and kind of squat over them so that she can keep an eye out to see what's coming, because she can feel it. Well, mothers have that same type of instinct, daughter. So when your mother said, no, I don't think you should go tonight. Well, why? I don't know. I just feel like you shouldn't go tonight. And then here you go. The daughter, well, I don't understand why I can't go. My friends are going. All of my friends are going. I'm the only one that's not going to be there. And you, well, I don't know, baby. Something just tell me you should stay home tonight. Now, you can stick to that, or you can give in to the pressure of everybody's doing it. And when you do and something happens, the first thing you're going to say, something told me she should have stayed home. No, that wasn't something. That was God telling you. That was your motherly instinct that was coming through. That was wisdom pouring into your spirit. She needs to stay home. She needs to stay home. And especially you mothers that are Christian, followers of Christ. You're saying, Lord, lead me and guide me. Holy Spirit, you know, I release myself to you. And the Holy Spirit tells you, no, don't let her go. Only to find her in the hospital from an accident. And you look back at it, well, you know, then you tied God's hands, because when you ask for wisdom, you get it. God says, no man or woman, no one is the way he said it. Ask for wisdom and not get it. So when you ask for wisdom, you're going to get it. Now what you do with it is up to you. And sometimes we'll say, oh, the devil, you're a liar. No, because it's not what you want to hear when the wisdom comes. Because say, you want to do something. I'm talking to you, my mother. You want to date this gentleman. You want to go to this particular event. You want. And the spirit is saying, no, you shouldn't do that. And you say, oh, that's nothing. No, that's nothing but the devil. I am going now. I'm gonna tell it. I'm gonna go this way with it for you that are dating. I am going. This is the man for me. I am going, and I'm using that because that's when you get really silly. I know for a fact, been there, done that. You get really silly when you think you're in love and you think that you hooked on to something that is emotionally inspiring. Oh, you will just override those thoughts and get there, and then eventually find out that you definitely should have listened to the wisdom. You will always get wisdom for everything that you do, because God loves you that much. He's not going to allow you to walk into the lion's den. He's going to tell you. You're going to feel it. And sometimes he'll send someone to tell you in the physical, and you still won't accept it. And that's something that I teach about. I teach about the intra conversations. The intra conversations are those ongoing conversations in your head. That's when God is dialoguing with you, and you're going back and forth, and sometimes you want to hear what he has to say, and then if it's not what you want to hear, think about your teenage daughter. You become that rebellious teenager mother. You want to say, nah, yeah, but I don't think it's like that. You start acting as if it's not God. You start acting as if somebody's trying to keep you from getting something that you know that you should have, only to find out that you go out there, you're molested, you're raped, you're taken advantage of, you're treated bad, you come back feeling worse than you were when you went because people didn't treat you right when you were there, they were talking about you, whatever the situation. You come back and you sit down in the chair and you say, why did I even go? Why didn't I just listen? Why didn't I listen? Something told me not to go. Those were your words of wisdom. I look back and I think about 9/11, different people in different situations, when they did listen, they missed the plane, they forgot something in the house and decided, oh, I got to go back to the house and get that. Delayed them 5 minutes. Because they were 5 minutes delayed, they missed an accident. If you just listen to the wisdom, mothers, wisdom will guide you with your children. Wisdom will guide you with your spouse, your friends. Wisdom will guide you on your job. Wisdom will guide you with those haters that hate you or enemies that try to set traps for you. Wisdom will tell you, don't eat that. Don't drink that. Don't go with them. Don't get in that car. Those are pearls of wisdom from God speaking to you. You have to know and you have to accept those. And I guarantee you, in the long run, you will miss a lot of life experiences that was undesirable, that could have hurt you, could have delayed you, kept you out of the hospital, even kept you out of the grave because you listened to God's pearls of wisdom. Now, daughter, when we come to you, it's the same identical thing. God speaks to your mother. Your mother have a certain amount of years of experience ahead of you. She's made mistakes at your age. She recognized where you are because she was a daughter too. And sure, it may not be this time frame, but there's nothing new in the relationship between a mother and daughter. It's all about honest relation, honest conversation and communication, respect, love, forgiveness. Those things have not changed. It's the same. She knows about all of that. She knows if she's done it, if she didn't do it, what happened when she didn't do it, and she's trying to tell you, if you do these things, this is what you're subject to enter into or experience from that, because there is an action behind whatever decision that you make. Now, are you prepared to experience that action? So you make the choice. And mothers, you know, sometimes we want to mold our children and we want to make sure that they are safe. That's the motherly thing. And yet we want them to feel that we're not smothering them. But there are rules and regulations that you should set forth in your mother and daughter relationship. These are the things that you can and cannot do that I approve and don't approve. Just like God has given us rules and regulations, there are things that he approves and things that he does not approve. Now, you go outside of that, there are certain punishments that you get for that. But when you set the rule and regulation and you give them your pearls of wisdom, don't change it. Don't change it. Because when you do that, you devalue your wisdom. You devalue your wisdom. They don't trust you. They know that I can, if I press hard enough, if I go in my room and slam the door, if I cry out loud, if I get on the phone and talk to my friends and call her all kinds of names and tell and say she's mean and I hate her and I can't stand her. I can't wait till I leave this house. If they know when they put on the show, It's called teen tantrum. See, and teen tantrums come from two-year-old tantrums. You know, they practice at that age, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Now they're masters at it. They have a number of years, 11 years of almost 12 years of practicing this thing. They have it down pat. And they watch and they notice when they do this, you will do this. They put on the show and you give in. You faint. You faint. You give in. And they know how to use it because the first thing you say, okay, okay, you're getting on my nerves. Just go on. But you better be back here by 11. They go out the door going, got her, sucker. I got her. I know how to do it. How many times have I had teenagers sit in my office and say that? They know exactly how to get you to say yes. They know how long to pull on your mental strength. And you give in. But yet to find out that your daughter was raped, your daughter was molested, she was in some accident. And I don't mean to be gloom and doom this morning. I'm talking about a fact. And then she comes home and she doesn't tell you. Because she feels that if I tell my mother that something happened tonight, and she didn't want me to go in the beginning, but yet I convinced her to change her mind, and you went beyond your wisdom that you felt within your heart to allow her to go, 9 times out of 10, she's not going to come back and tell you something happened to her. So now she's trying to use wisdom, the little that she has. What should I do? Should I tell her? Should I not tell her? If I tell her, she's going to blame me because she's going to say, I told you I didn't want you to go and you went anyway. Is she responsible or if you responsible, mother? I would say you are responsible, mother. She's not responsible. She's the child and you're the mother. You have the authority. So then all of a sudden you notice the next morning she comes to the table and she's sitting there and her head is down and you say, what's wrong? Nothing. And you keep asking, what's wrong? Because now here you go. You feel it again. And that wisdom of yours, that old hidden wisdom, recognizable traits, and you're looking at her going, something happened. She's different this morning. But rather than having an honest conversation, rather than sticking with it and getting deep into it to find out exactly what happened, you'll just take that again, nothing. Well, I asked her, and Dr. Fletcher, I just kept asking her, and she just kept telling me no. Okay, call in. I'm sorry, I won't be into work today. I'll be taking a personal day to school. I'm sorry, my daughter will not be in to school today. She's going to be taking a personal day. And you shut it down. And you get to what happened. We're not going to move. We're not leaving this house until you tell me what happened. Because if you don't get to it then, it's going to build up, build up, build up, build up. And the more it builds up, the bond is broken and the separation comes. And it takes years to get back. And it all comes back to the same identical thing that could have happened that next morning, an honest conversation, letting her know, whatever happens to you, I'm here for you. I'm your mother. You can always come to me, and I'll be there for you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to be there to help you get past that moment into the next. And when you do that, what you're doing, you're keeping that bond strengthened, you're keeping that relationship going, and she's going to know, I'm important to my mother. My mother took off work just for me. She kept me out of school. because she was concerned just for me. You see how wisdom works for mothers and daughters? You got to use your wisdom. You are in control. God is trusting you with his daughter. He said, I selected this young lady for you. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, mother, and you don't listen to the wisdom that God is placing in you, then you're going to have to answer to God. He selected you. He is trusting you to raise this daughter to know that she has a creator. And that creator sent his son to teach us how to communicate with him. And once she understands that and you teach her how to communicate, take her to Jesus, introduce her to Jesus, and then take her to God, and then she knows, I have someone that I can depend on. That's the wisdom. That's the transference of wisdom from mother to daughter. No greater wisdom than to introduce your daughter to Christ. Tell her, this is Christ and what he has done. He's your Savior. And because of him, the stripes that he took, you are saved. You are healed. You are blessed. You are rich. You are prosperous, even as your soul prospers. Soul meaning your mind. And because God loved you so much, he selected me to bring you into this earth. And you could always go through Jesus and talk to the Father. He will hear you. So we're teaching our daughters to have wisdom before she makes decisions. And before you make a decision, talk to the Father. Ask him for wisdom. Should I do this? Should I go? Should I not go? And then you wait on the answer. He'll talk to you and he'll tell you. Can you imagine if we raised our daughters up the age from conception, really in the belly, in the womb, we're talking about Jesus? We are talking about Jesus through the womb, the baby inside of us. When that baby comes out, familiar. So when you start talking about Jesus from birth and thanking God for the deliverance of the child and raising that child and talking to that child, two-year-old, three-year-old, she's talking about Jesus. She knows who he is. And now we're raising up a whole new generation. We're raising up a whole new generation because now the seed is planted. She's talking. She knows. And I thank God, as I said last week, that God selected my mother for me and me as her daughter. As I get into the teachings of mothers and daughters, and I realize the value of my mother even more and the value of me being a mother even more. Because I really didn't understand when I was small, my mother used to say to me, because you're an only child, I want you to know if something happens to your daddy and I that you can always go to Jesus. I was a small child, and I can remember she would tell me that because I think in my mind, I was thinking she's thinking that she and daddy's going to be in a car accident and both of them kill at the same time. You know, because I'm trying to process, why would she keep telling me this? Why would she keep telling me this? And I knew, in a way, that's what she was talking about. Because she said, you never know what happened, but you're an only child. And I want you to know if something happened to Dad and I, you can call on Jesus. If you ever get in trouble, call on Jesus. Just keep calling on Jesus, and he will answer you. For a small child, I can remember, I know I was about 4 or 5 years old. That's how I started talking to God at 5. And God speaking back to me and telling me things, and I would tell people, and it would happen. I would tell my mother, God said this. And I didn't say God said. I said something said. That's what I said because I didn't know. I said something told me so-and-so. And I was raised up. Something told me. Something told me to do this, and it was right every time. But see, she planted a seed, and it's not until now, and my mother's gone, not until now that I realized because she planted that seed, I had that wisdom inside of me. And I remember giving my life to God at 18. And no, I'm not a perfect person. I've made mistakes. Yes, yes, yes. But when I look back at David, when God said David is a man after my own heart, and I'm thinking, well, David did this. See, the human part. David killed a man, took his wife, had a baby with his wife. David did this. David had all of these women. But it wasn't about that. Because if we had to be perfect, God would not have anybody to use. And that's what he told me. If I had to wait on somebody to be perfect, I would have no one to use. That's why he sent Jesus. So now when I look back over my life and I see and how I've traveled and remember some of the things. My mother's name was Pearl. And the magazine, Mother and Daughter Bond, the magazine, I had a session in there that says Pearl of Wisdom. And I did that after my mother. It was a column for my mother. And she would plant these pearls of wisdom into my head. And it would just grow. It would grow. And I'm telling you, even if I'm driving along in the car, and I've been doing this for years and years and years, I was driving along, and if a policeman got behind me, and I said, oh, God, I'm speeding. I'm telling you, I start saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I'm telling you, the officer would pull around me and keep going. How many times have that happened? And each time, I know you said, well, why are you? He said, in all things. So that to me means anything. And I learned to use it from the time I was 14 and a half driving school bus in South Carolina. I would get up, get on that bus. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the truth. And I would drive out, go 10 miles, pick up students and come back to the school and drive every afternoon. But before I pulled off, I had the pearls of wisdom in my head to pray and ask for protection over me, the bus, and the students I was picking up. I'm in the ninth grade, and I'm picking up students that's in the 12th grade. But I never had an accident because I was dependent on, didn't understand it. You don't have to understand everything. But if you believe that it works, it will work for you. And I use those principles. And to this day, when something happens in my life, I'll just sit down and just sing that same Jesus, and I may go 10, 15, 20 minutes without nonstop. And then all of a sudden, I get a release. It will lift. And I'm back at my peaceful state. And I'm not saying anything that you shouldn't know, because if you look back over your life and listen to the things that your mother said, your mother has given you so many pearls of wisdom. Even in the worst case scenario, when I've had young ladies come in and their mothers are on drugs or, you know, or they are dancing on the pole or whatever the case may be, and you think, well, that's an unfit mother. No. She's in the middle, and she's going through her journey. We can't judge her. But even at that, she will sit down and talk to her daughter and say, look, I don't want you to come out here into this life. That's pearls of wisdom. I don't want you on the street. But why are you on the street, mother? I'm stuck right now. I am working, trying to get my way out. But baby, look out for this. If somebody comes to you with saying, just try this, don't do it. Those are pearls of wisdom. I don't care what state you in. I don't care if you multimillionaire, billionaire, or living on the streets. A mother always has pearls of wisdom for her children. And when she speaks to her daughter, she's saying to her, I want you to be better. And that's what my mother's saying. She wanted me to be better. She was 18 when she had me. She was determined. I mean, she just was on me every month. It was like the lighthouse, trying to see if everything was good for the month. I used to get so aggravated with that. But she so wanted me to go to another level and not have a baby as a teenager. She was 18. And I did. I went to 21 and a half. So her pearls of wisdom was, keep yourself. Don't do what I've done. Don't do what I've done. Make sure that you take it to the next level. So daughters, when your mother is telling you something, she's not trying to beat you up. She's not trying to make you feel bad. She's trying to help you to avoid some of the pitfalls that she has fallen into. What's the purpose of having a mother? She don't have pearls of wisdom for you. She has some life experiences that she liked and didn't like. And the same with my daughter. I have pitfalls that I can share with my daughter and I can share with my granddaughters and say, you know what? I can tell you the good thing, but let me share with you the mistakes I've made. And my grandkids call me Nana. I share them with my grandson. I tell them, this is what Nana did. And they look at me, and I've always been that way with them since they was little. So you don't want to make this mistake. But if you choose to go down this road, you will experience a similar situation. But at least you know kind of what to expect. Yours will be a little different. But if you do this, I've done it. I look back now and can say, you know, it slowed me up. It took me to the left, and I should have been straight on my path. But it took all of that to make me who I am now. I could not get on this radio program and talk to you about wisdom if I hadn't have had some of the experiences that I've had, the testimonies that I share with my clients when they come into my office. I don't try to sit and act as if I'm sitting on a pedestal, because I'm certainly not that. I tell them, first of all, there's no perfect mother and there's no perfect daughter and there's no perfect mother and daughter relationship. Let's get that out in the open rec quick. And I'm not a perfect mother and daughter psychologist. What I'll do is I'll share my experiences. I listen to the Holy Spirit, whatever he shared with me about your situation, because I'm going to pray on your situation. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to give me wisdom, and I share those wisdoms with you. I help you to look within yourself and recognize who you are from within and help you to flip the switch. But then you have to do the work. I'm not a miracle worker. And we go from there. But we start with an honest conversation. So when we're talking about pearls of wisdom, don't look at, oh, well, you got to be a certain age and, you know, you can't give it. God give wisdom to whomever asks. If you teach your two-year-old to ask God for wisdom, God's going to give that two-year-old wisdom. And I tell you a prime example. Sometimes I look at Steve Harvey. Little Big Shot. And you look at those kids, and they're 3 and 5 and 7, and they're mastering things, and you know. That's the wisdom of God flowing through them. They don't have enough time on this earth to have mastered the training. And I've heard parents say, you know, well, we started talking to them when they was in her
belly, and we play the music, and we the little girl that can name the bones, just every bone in the body. The mother was talking to her and reading those things to her while she was carrying her. That's the most powerful time to shape and form the minds of a baby is the 9 months. That's the key to any child before they enter into the earthly realm. And I'm amazed at some of the things those children do. Now, if you ever seen that show, you just sit back and go, and every time I see them, I go, look at God. Look at God. That's all I can say is look at God. Because I know it's God. It's God doing his thing. So we're going to wrap this up. That's mother and daughter wisdom for today. Then we'll talk about the motherless daughter and maybe mother-in-law and daughter-in-law next week. And if you, what I want you to take away from this today is that if you're beating yourself up and you think you missed it, as some mothers say to me sometimes, I don't know what I've done wrong. But this girl has just gone astray, and I don't know what I've done. Stop beating yourself up. The only thing you've done wrong is that you missed an honest conversation. That's it. There's nothing else to it. Lives will change. Relationships will change. Wars will change when people come together and have an honest conversation. But a lot of times, mother, and I'm always going to be harder on you, mother, because you'll figure I'm the mother and she's supposed to do what I tell her to do. Well, that's not necessarily true if you're not raising her in the right way that she can trust you. She has seen some things that you may have not realized she's seen, and somehow or another, she lost her trust in you. She don't feel that she can come to you and tell you something without you getting on the phone telling your sister or your mother or your girlfriend. She tells you something in confidence, and the next thing she knows, you're telling somebody else, and she hears you on the phone telling it. Well, now she's not going to tell you anything else because she doesn't want her business out in the street. Do you know that so-and-so said so-and-so? And she's in a room or she's somewhere listening. You just cut off your communication. So when you're wondering, I don't know what happened in this relationship, just sit down and go back in your mind. Did I break trust with her? Did I break the confidence that she had in me? Did I tell something that she shared with me? Did I shut her down when she was coming to me to share something from her heart that I didn't have the time? Let me talk to you later. I'm busy now. Were you on the phone talking to your girlfriend? And you said, I'll get back with you later, and you're laughing, doing whatever you want to do. Just think about it. And when you go back over your life, and you do the research, you're going to discover some of the things that you've done. But the best way to find out is to sit your daughter down and say, look, let me apologize to you. I'm sorry for anything I've done, said to break your confidence, my confidence, your confidence in me, whatever it is. Let's just sit down and start over again, and let's have an honest conversation. That'll open the door, and she will tell you exactly what happened. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Remember, see if you can give out pearls of wisdom to your daughter and to the mothers and daughters that you encounter this week. Remember, every woman is a daughter. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.